There you go. It's 6:38. Let's hear it for the Republicans.
Woo!
Yep. The Republicans are the party of science. Did you know that?
Really? Like that, biology, botany?
No, what? No, no, no.
What?
They are science and technology. That's what Rick Santorum tells us. The Republicans are the party of science and technology. Has anybody told Rick Perry that? As I recall, Rick had a little problem with that on the campaign trail.
Yeah.
He is, it's Santorum who says that, in fact, the Democrats are anti-science, saying when it comes to the management of the earth, the Democrats are the anti-science ones. We're the ones who stand for science and technology. There you go. So now we know. By the way.
Yes.
He's campaigning today in Arizona.
Oh, well, yeah. They got a debate tomorrow night.
Well, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, man.
Haven't had a debate in a long time.
I was having debate withdrawal.
Yeah. So does Santorum get to sit, like, stand right there in the middle now?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Ron Paul's still over to the side.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still here.
That's right.
I'm still relevant.
Now, Mitt has
I'm sleepy. Yeah. Let's start early.
That's right. Yeah. I need to go to bed.
Mitt has a 5-point lead, and that might be okay, except he had a 20-point lead about a month ago. So, you know.
Yeah, but Santorum has the national lead now, doesn't he? Does he not?
He very well could.
Yeah, I thought he did. Yeah.
The Gallup presidential overall rating has Mr. Obama at 45%. They point out that the average approval rating for an elected president in his 12th quarter of office would be 55%. So he's about 10 points off of that. And Andrea Mitchell does it again. Remember, had Andrea Mitchell had the story, the guy who's on the
Santorum
backer with the aspirin
with
between
the
knee thing.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Right, uh-huh.
Well, she had one yesterday, and she wasn't even paying attention. She must have been dozing. She's probably getting to be more like her husband every day. But anyway.
Well, you know, they do. They meet for a nap at 11 every day.
Okay. Yeah. An aide to Rick Santorum yesterday talking about President Obama on MSNBC, a reference she claims she never intended to make. Her name is Alice Stewart, regarding the allusion that Santorum made over the weekend. Remember about the phony theology? He made that statement, kind of rearranged it to say that he was talking about radical environmentalists. Stewart says to Mitchell, quote, "There's a type of theological secularism when it comes to the global warmists in this country. That's what we were referring to." He was referring to the president's policies in terms of radical Islamic policies the president has. That's what she said. Andrea Mitchell didn't even hear it. She admitted, I missed the reference. I missed the reference where you say the president and radical Islamic policies? Oh, yeah. She was thinking about how she was going to have a banana for lunch with her husband. That'd be fun.
Something soft.
she missed it. Now, in the meantime, Alice Stewart phones MSNBC and says, "I didn't mean that. I meant environmental policies. I meant radical environmental policies. I didn't mean radical Islamic policies." Wow.
Well, they both start with an E sound.
That's
right. Yeah.
But again, I don't know which is worse. Her saying it or Andrea Mitchell going, huh? What? Did I miss something?
Yeah.
Okay, so now what exactly is Mitt Romney's biggest problem? And I haven't heard it said this way, but I don't know that this guy doesn't have it right. His name is John Pitney. He is a professor at Claremont McKenna College in California. He says Romney doesn't seem to have a cause. There is no Romney faction in the Republican Party.
Hmm.
John McCain was able to present himself as the champion of political reform. Ronald Reagan was the champion of conservatives. Romney is trying to portray himself as a generic Republican, mm-hmm. and I think a lot of Republicans regard him as a resident alien in the conservative movement. Wow! And I think that's a pretty good assessment.
I think it's very good.
Yeah, sort of a one-size-fits-all kind
well,
of
guy. Well, if he had a campaign slogan, it's Mitt Romney. Who else are you going to get?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Again, as I've said, everybody's second choice. And I think this guy has pretty well clarified where that part of the party is. And so as a result, you know, again, brokered convention would be really cool.
If Romney Romney looks good. He's got a presidential look. Got those graying temples.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
sure,
he's a big guy. Yeah, he's in, good shape.
But, yep.
You know, handsome man and all that. But if you take Romney, the exact same words, and put him in Ron Paul's body, you know.
Oh, sure.
You'd have Ron Paul. I mean, you'd have.
No, you wouldn't. You'd have the cure for insomnia.
You'd have a guy standing on the end. That's what you'd have.
Well, again, so, as we've done, and Jackie mentioned this to me months ago, close your eyes and listen to Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Because he has a very good speaking voice.
He
delivers it well. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does a good job. Okay, so now we find out the Rickmeister was spending like a drunk sailor, huh, right there at the end.
Yeah, he pretty much emptied the coffers, right?
Oh, the Perrymeister, not the Santorum Meister.
No, yeah, because, I mean, what, took in about $300K and spent $3.3?
Yeah.
Let me give you a peek behind the curtain, okay? When you got a bunch of staffers and you got a bunch of old political analysts and organizers and putting together commercials and all that kind of stuff.
Those people need to get paid.
That's right. They need to get paid. That's where that money went.
Uh-huh.
Need to play some ads here, Bubba. Okay, I get a little commission off of that, get a little production fee, all that. Of course, the staff's got to be ramped up. They got to have everything up and going until the last day.
That's right.
Wonder if they don't get a little bonus, a little performance bonus right there before he decides to hop on that plane and fly back to Austin. So that's where the money went.
Wait, he flew back to Austin?
Well,
I thought he was MIA.
Well, no, after he made his announcement he was out, he hopped on the plane and went back to Austin. Oh. After that, no, we don't know where he's been.
Because he dropped out in Florida, right?
Well, he made the announcement in South Carolina.
Oh, in South Carolina?
Yeah, made the
Carolina. Okay.
He didn't go to Florida. Night before the convention, I think.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
So now this is kind of an interesting deal. Unemployment is down, right? According to all the official numbers, yet more people than ever are not working. Now, how does that happen?
Well, because they always say that it doesn't count the people that have given up and aren't looking for jobs.
Okay. And
I
understand that's certainly a function.
Mm-hmm.
With unemployment insurance checks running out, some of the country's long-term jobless scrambling to fill that gap by filing claims for mental illness and other disabilities with Social Security. Mental illness claims, in particular, are surging. During the recent economic boom, only 33% of applicants were claiming mental illness. Now that figure is 43%. It's gone up 10%?
Awesome.
Yeah. That's the place to go.
Bug nut crazy.
See, if they are on disability, they generally are not counted, which estimates like a quarter of those dropping out of the job market are getting disability payments now.
So if I show up in a beanie smoking a gavel and walk in and request, I need to file for some unemployment compensation, do you have a crayon?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I believe you have my statement.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So
that's it. That's
if they start looking for a job, they kind of messed up with their claim.
Well, yeah,
I
but
guess.
Then
it's kind of like.
But
you
here's
know.
The deal. Here's the deal. Unemployment stops at some point. You know, Congress will someday come to their senses and they'll stop that. Disability goes on forever. Okay.
Huh.
I mean, a quarter of those who are dropping out of the job market. So the unemployment numbers, you know, looking good, but if they go on disability,
well,
it stays there forever.
Not only that, if you have some sort of skill set that you could then employ for a cash heavy business.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because then
cash
ain't traceable.
Right.
Yeah,
like you
very well traceable.
Like you drive a popsicle truck or something. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Selling ice cream to the neighborhood kids or the work release program as it may be better known.
or if you know how to do some sort of manual labor.
Yeah.
You know, go be a fix up guy or something.
That's
and you
right.
deal strictly in cash. Mm-hmm. So you got your disability check coming in? Have we helped y'all out?
Mm-hmm.
Have we helped you?
Have we helped you defraud the government?
Here. Oh, excuse me. Like that's not happening anyway. Anyway, that's our helpful hit
like
today.
They need our help to do that.
James's business was booming.